Numerous reports have emerged of patients around the country who survived COVID-19 but now face hundreds of thousands of dollars in hospital bills for treatment their insurance won't cover. Charles Idelson, spokesperson for NNU, National Nurses United, says this kind of debt is ruinous to people's lives and has led many patients to forego medical treatment for fear of being financially exploited.
High hospital charges are a major contributor to the overall healthcare crisis in this country. A substantial percentage of the healthcare dollar goes to hospitals, which are making enormous profits. Their profits have exploded over the past 20 years. It also results in a very high percentage of people who are avoiding going to the hospital when they are sick, and a very large number of people who then end up in the emergency room where the charges are even higher and their health is damaged. And now think about what happens when people don't go to the hospital in the middle of a pandemic. What it does is it creates further spread of the pandemic throughout our society and throughout our communities.
Over 40% of adults had delayed or avoided medical care, according to a CDC report from September, and about a quarter of Americans say they struggle with medical debt, according to a survey published by the Kaiser Family Foundation in 2016. Since most people in the U.S. receive health insurance through their employer, millions of them lost their health coverage as a result of the pandemic-induced economic crisis. As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to intensify, Idelson says it all adds up to more preventable deaths. According to the study, price gouging is especially prevalent in regions where most hospitals are owned by a small number of for-profit hospital systems. Idelson says Northern California is a prime example. Four major hospital chains dominate the market in Northern California: Kaiser Permanente, Sutter Health, Common Spirit, formerly Dignity Health, and HCA Healthcare. Idelson says market concentration tends to drive up hospital prices because large hospital systems restrict competition. The study shows two HCA hospitals in San Jose, Regional Medical Center, and Good Samaritan Medical Center charged 10 to 11 times the cost of care and recently consolidated its services.
Just this past May, they eliminated their women's services program at Regional Medical Center, which serves a largely Latino community in East San Jose, and concentrated those services at their other facility in San Jose, Good Samaritan.
Idelson says this dynamic affects quality of care because hospital systems will limit services to ones they think will be the most profitable. The United States already spends more on healthcare per capita than any other country in the world, and a third of that is spent on hospitals, according to analysis published last year by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. I'm Chris Lee, reporting for KPFA.